Blackstone Audio presents Madeline's War, a novel by Peter Watson. This book is read by Gildert Jackson. For Coco, Tim and Pip, in memory of Nicola Hodgkinson. This story is based on a series of true events which took place on either side of D-Day in Britain and France in 1944. May, Sussex. 1. I remember that day so well. Late May, 1944, early evening. As Winston Churchill himself said, in another context, it was both the end of the beginning and the beginning of the end. Southwater, a small Sussex village made up of barely more than one street, with white-painted houses set back from the road, a pebble-faced church, a stone-built school, a pub, the Black Prince, which looked appetizing, though we never had time to visit it, and a roped-off cricket field which bordered the road, where play sometimes stopped the traffic on match days when the ball was hit beyond the boundary. The airfield, which was our only reason for visiting Southwater, was well hidden beyond the village, off the Chichester Road. The lane by which it was approached wound round and dipped through a copse of beech trees until you were again facing the village, but viewed from behind. The loamy field, flat on its northern reaches and edged by a line of hawthorn, rolled away to give at its southern limit a fine view of the Sussex Downs, Pevensey in the distance, and beyond that, on a clear day, a very clear day, France itself. There was a hangar of sorts at one end of the field, just brick walls with a corrugated iron roof and an abandoned concrete bunker, which had, in an earlier era of the war, stood ready to resist invasion. Madeline and I were lying on the grass, waiting. Waiting for the pilot, and waiting for the moon. These were our last hours together, at least for now. She was wearing a blue dress with small white flowers printed across it, a dress made in the French style in our London factory, in keeping with her cover. There was a single row of pearls at her neck, and a leather shoulder bag lay on the grass beside her. She wore flat shoes. Her hair fluttered and flowed out behind her in the wind. Her
sample complete. Ready to continue?